rather short, light daf. And again, very much a digression. The next sugya, as we're going to see, is going to get involved already in halachis of paraduma. And then we're going to get involved in the age of Levi and being able to do the avoida. We're going to get involved in Tumah V'Tahira, and it's all going to follow the same signun. What's kosher by this is possible by that. And what's kosher by that is possible by this. But the bottom line is, what was today's topic? It was the Torah and the Bnei Yonah. These are the two birds that are kosher to be brought as a korban, be it a chatas oif or be it as oilas oif. And the Mishnah said, kosher be Torah, possible be Bnei Yonah, kosher be Bnei Yonah, possible be Torah. Tchilas Atziyov is possible, but what does it mean? Kosher b'Torah? A Torah has to be a little bit older. If it's the Bnei Yonah, have to be a little bit younger. If it's old enough to be a Torah, it's too old to be a Ben Yonah. And if it's young enough to be a Ben Yonah, it's too old to be a Torah. And what's the makar to this? The short answer is, l'shtamid krov v'lichtem b'nei ator b'nei yonah. It always says Torah b'nei yonah. B'nei yonah, b'nei yonah, b'nei yonah is certainly a dik. And from the fact that it always comes together with the tar, that hekish tells me that Torah is for sure dafka, and that b'nei yonah is going to be dafka as well. So obviously, if today's daf was about Torah and Bnei Yonah, I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about that. So from all the different oifis that you find that are kosher, by the way, the sugi of oifis and what's considered a kosher oif and a not kosher oif is very much a later in Masechtas Chulin sugi. But from all the different oifis, the Torah said that there's two that could be brought as a carbon. It's the turtle dove, the tar, and the Bnei Yonah, and the dove. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Vayikra, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudal. This is the first time the Torah introduces us to the Torah and the Bnei Yonah. V'imin ha'oif oyla karbonik l'Hashem, v'hikriv min ha'toyrim oymin bnei ha'yonah es karbonik. Says the Ramban, bachar ha'kosuv b'shnei ha'minim ho'ela. The Torah chose from all the different options, dafka, these two species, bavur shehem mitsuyin ukroivim lihitafes, because they live close by and they're very easy to catch. You don't have to be a professional hunter to be able to get them. Kasher Hiskiru Rabbi Seinu, and this is in the same vein as what Chazal said, Beshor Seksovim V'Seiz, that the reason that the Torah chose the Shor, the Kesef, and the Eiz, the cattle, the sheep, and the goat, as the kosher animal for karbanos, it's based on that very same reason. It's based on the fact that these are animals that are around, they're very easy to come by. And says the Rabban, just like Chazal said this regarding the shor, the kesef, and the eis, I'm telling this too. I think this is the same exact reason when it comes to the Torah and the Bnei Yonah. Now, what's this Chazal that the Ramban is referring to? It's a Medrash Rabba. It's in Vayikra, Chav Zayin Vav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barab Simon, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asore Mine Behemes Masarti Lecha. I've told you that there are 10 types of animals that are kosher. Shloisha B'Shuscha, 3 of them are very easy to come by. V'zayin Einim B'Shuscha, the other 7 are not so easy. Shloisha B'Shuscha, what are the 3 that are on your Rishos? Shor, Sek, Sovim, V'Seizim. V'zayin Einim B'Shuscha, what are the 7 that are not? Ayil, Utsvi, V'Yachmur, V'Akoy, V'Dishon, Usa, Oy, V'Zemer. Said Rabbi Yehuda Barab Simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Lo Yitrachti Aleichem, V'lo Yomarti Aleichem, L'Siyageya Baharim, L'Hovi, L'Fon, I Karben, Me'elu, You should know, I was never mechayev you. I didn't tell you, you have to go find those other 7 that are not b'shuscha. Ela mimasha b'shuscha, it's tafka from the ones that are your b'shus, those 3, min hagodol alavuscha, from the ones that are literally being raised upon your trough. Hadol d'chsiv, shoyr, oy kesef, oy eiz, these are the 3 minim that are going to be kosher. So says the Ramban, it's the mefurish of Ayikra Rabba as it relates to the shoyr, oy kesef, oy eiz, those are the behemos. And it's pasha to me that the same exact svara would be true as it relates to the Torah and the Bnei Yonah. You know, it's interesting, everyone knows that the Rambam in his Moira, in Chilek Shlishi, is Meirich in Tamei HaKorbanos. And the Rambam says things that the Ramban was very unpleased with, and the most basic thing that the Rambam said in that thesis, as it relates to Karbanos, was that the whole Yisrael of Karbanos was because the Yidden were once over the Avodah Zarah, specifically the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians, and the whole Inyan of Karbanos was to try to be marchik them and try to be moitzi them and distance them from what that Avodah Zarah was all about. And one of the things that the Rambam says was that's the reason that the three minim that were chosen to bring us Karbanos were the Shar and the Kesef and the Eis, because ironically and counterintuitively, these were the three animals that the Mitzrayim would never shecht. In fact, they used to worship the Shar and the Kesef and the Eis. So if we're going to go and we're going to try to go menakotza el akotza to eradicate any remnants of the Zora of the Egyptians, you know what we do? We take what they considered holy and we make that the actual sacrifice that we're bringing to what we consider holy. So it's mamish being oikir b'shroshay the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. That's the way the Rambam explains the Shar, the Kesef, and the Eis. But as it relates to the Oifes, as it relates to the birds, says the Rambam, Mikivan she'en yodam shal roi b'nei odam maseges lahakriv behema, being that not every person can bring a behema, nitztavinu shehakorbin yiyah gam min ha'oif. So therefore, the Torah gives you an option to bring a korban from an oif. Hanofutz b'yoyse be'eretz Yisrael. And the oifs that were picked were the ones that were the most prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. Hayofe b'yoyse, also the nicest, the handsomest, the hakal b'yoyse litvois, and the ones that are easiest to catch, the himtoyim u'bnei. So even the Rambam, who has a dark achrino when it comes to shorei kesef ayez, but when it came to toyim u'bnei yoyna, there he was maskim to shtel tzu the medrash. By the way, the Rambam, if you look at the Meira inside, he does speak out the medrash as a sniff. He says, oh, by the way, these three animals were also kal litvois. But there he brings it more as an afterthought. Over here, this is the one and only reason that the Rambam had. So when it comes to the Shari Kesef Ha'ez, the Iker reason is the Rambam's famous thesis. But when it comes to the Torah and the Bnei Yoyna here, the Rambam says that the Pshat must be because of what the Ramban essentially says al Torah, which is really taking a medrash that's talking about the Behemoth and shtelling it to. You know, in Chumash here, in Parshas Noach, we spoke out an incredible Meshech Chachma. In Baruch Hashem, we had the schus to speak out a lot of Meshech Chachmas and Osameachs from this Machza and from last Machza this week. So I think it's just G'day to speak out one more Meshech Chachma. And that is when Noach took the animals and he brought them into the Teva, so he was told to take Shnayim Shnayim, right? To take two of each, with the exception of the kosher animals. However, Mikol HaBehema Teira Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishtoi Gamia Uifa Shamayim Shiva Shiva Zokharuna Keva Lachayo Zera al Pnei Kol Haaretz. Rashi Koni Chazal says that why, when it came to the kosher animals, was Noach told to take more? The reason is it was because Noach was going to have to bring karbonis when he left the Teva, and Kadesha Yakriv Mehem Karbonoi Bitsesoi. That's Lashon Rashi. Zokra Meir Simcha. It sounds from here that Noach, when he left the Teva, he brought karbonis from every single kosher animal. Not every kosher animal is kosher to be brought as a carbon. When it comes to behemoths, it's shorei kesef ayez. And when it comes to oifos, it's toyer my bnei yoyna. So fake Rameir Simcha in the Meshech Chachma, seven from every behemoth and from every oif. Not every behemoth and every oif, kosher that is kosher to be brought as a carbon. Right, it's the most obvious question that everybody should have asked himself at some point. Abzok to Meshech Chachma, apidus medrash, that be'etzim, really every single animal, Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu, technically, theoretically, could have been brought as a carbon. But Narvas, I wasn't matriach you to take something that you don't have close by. And the Ramban says this is not only true for Behemoth, it's true for Ifas as well. Even the Rambam, who has a Tar Kachrino, when it comes to this, is maskim. Then when it came to the term of the Bnei Yoyna, this must be the only shot. Zoktar Sameach, that you're L'dairis, when the Yidden were going to have to go catch animals, so they would make sense. Only the three that are b'shuscha, not the Zion that are shalei b'shuscha. When it comes to the Ifas, what, are you going to start catching all these Ifas? But Noach, when he left the Teva, he had all the animals with him. And for him, it wasn't a tircha to go ahead and take the ayil and the tzvi and the yachmer and the akri and the dishan and the soy and the zong. Oh, it's for that reason those animals had to have seven. All those animals were considered kosher, obviously, and kosher lahakrov as well, because the tam of that Vayikra Rabba was not yet in effect. The truth is, there's another reason that Chazal give why it is that it was these animals, the Shar and the Kesef and the Eis, that were chosen in order to be the animals that would go on the Mizbeach. And this is also a Vayikra Rabbah. You just have to turn back a couple of pages from the one that we were just learning. That was Chav Zayin Vav, and this is Chav Zayin He. The Medrash says as follows. Shlomo Melech said in Koheles, Vo'eloi kim yevakesh es nirdof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevakesh. Literally, he seeks out the nirdof, the people that are being chased, the people that are being persecuted. Says the Medrash, beautiful Medrash. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef Amar, Lo'olam vo'eloi kim yevakesh es nirdof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always an eloi kim yevakesh es nirdof. Atam moitze tzadik roidev tzadik. Sometimes you find that tzadik is going to be roidev a tzadik. You find that. Vo'elikim yevakesh es ha-nirdof, said Rabbi Yosef. Sometimes you find a Rosh as roidef a tzadik. Vo'elikim yevakesh es nirdof. Sometimes you find a Rosh as roidef a Rosh. Vo'elikim yevakesh es nirdof. And sometimes you find that a tzadik is being roidef a Rosh. I'm quoting the Medrash verbatim. Vo'elikim yevakesh es nirdof. Mikol makom, in every single situation. It doesn't matter who the roidef is or who the nirdof is. Vo'elikim yevakesh nirdof. Says the Medrash Vayit. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon Amar, b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Noi Roy. Lo oylem HaKadosh Baruch Hu toiveya domen shal nirdofim min haroidfim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always toiveya the nirdof from the roidof. Teida l'cha shakachu, I'll prove to you the way it is. Shekein hevel nirdof mipnei kayin. Hevel was a nirdof from Kayin. Kayin killed Hevel. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu behevel. Noyach nirdof mipnei doiroi. V'lei bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo benoyach. Avram nirdof mipnei nimroid. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Avram. Yitzchak nirdof mipnei plishtim. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yitzchak. Yaakov nirdof mipnei Esav. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yaakov. Yosef nirdof mipnei Echav. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yosef. Moshe nirdof mipnei paroi. U bachra HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Moshe. David nirdof mipnei Shaul. Ubachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'David. Shol nirdof mipnei plishtim. Ubachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shol. Yisrael nirdof mipnei ha'umos. Ubachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra Amar. Here's the postscript. Af b'karbonos kein. The same is true when it comes to karbonos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shor nirdof mipnei ari. The shor is a nirdof from the ari. Eiz nirdof mipnei namar. The eiz, the goat, is hunted by the nom, the leopard. Kefes mipnei seif. Like sakrivu lefonai min aroitfin, elo min anerdofin. Hado dechsiv, shor oi kesef oi eiz ki yivalis. This is another reason the Medrash gives. Why it's these three animals? Because these are nirdofin. Well, ikim yivakesh es anerdof. So we take the nirdof, and that's what the Eibush says. This is what I want. Now it's interesting. This Medrash is also talking about the behemoths. It's talking about the shor oi kesef oi eiz. But over here, we have a chazal that shtel su this to the oifes. And that's a gemara. It's a gemara Bava Kama in the end of Perek HaChoyvel, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph. The gemara over there says, Amar Rabba Bo said, Lo'oylam yehei adam min ha-nirdofen v'loy min ha-roitfen. A person should always be from the nirdofen v'loy min ha-roitfen. By the way, what's the lo'oylam? Doesn't matter, Rosh Tzadik. Lo'oylam! La'olam yehei adam en anerdofen v'leim en aroitfen. She'en l'cha nirdof ba'oifos yoyser mitayr mu b'nei yoyna. Because there's no bird that's more of a nirdof than the tayr in the b'nei yoyna. V'chshir na'kos l'gav v'mizbeach. Those are the two that go on the mizbeach. So this is really another reason why it's the shor kesev ha'eis with a tzushtel to the tayr in the b'nei yoyna. This is not the Ramban's tzushtel. This is a Gemara's tzushtel. But the bottom line is we have two mahalchim, two roads to explain why it's the term in the Bnei Yoyna, which really emerged from the two reasons why it's the Shor and the Kesef and this. Again, this is something we mamash have to have in our bones. Not every kosher animal was right to be put on the Mizbeach. As it relates to behemoths, it was the Shor, the Kesef, and the Eis. As it relates to Oifus, it's today's daf. It was the Torim, and it was the Bnei Yoyna. And why is it the Shor, Kesef, Ayez, and why is it the Torim and the Bnei Yoyna? So there's really two mahalchim that we have. The first mahalach is the Shor and the Kesef and the Ayez are Bershuscha, and the Ramban tells to the Rambam and the Meir as well, who adin with regards to the Torim and the Bnei Yoyna. The other mahalach is because the Shor and the Kesef and the Ayez are Nerdofen. And here the Gemara tells to in Bava Kamet Tzadik Gimel, that the same is going to be true for the Torim and for the Bnei Yoyna. But here's the follow-up question in light of today's daf. And that is, why are the Torim dafka older, and why the Bnei Yoinim dafka younger? Right, the Torah had to be older, the Bnei Yoinim had to be younger. What's that all about? So if you go back in the Ramban al Torah, he explains this. Zogt the Ramban, Avorotza b'Torim hagdoilamayim. The Torah dafka wanted that the Torah should be older. The reason is bavur prishusam v'hidafkan. It's because of the fact that they are prushim and they are very much attached to their mates. They're incredibly loyal. Biyodua, because it is well known, shekivan she'avad zugoi, that if a turtle dove loses his mate, lo yidbak le'acha le'olam, the tur is going to remain an aguna. It's never going to be mizdabik with somebody else. The tur is going to wait for its mate to return. The chen Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is the same way. Dveikim b'Hashem le'keyem, v'lo yidbeku b'ke'lach le'olam. Klal Yisrael is the same way. Avala yoinim, when it comes to the yoinim, kanoim ma'oid. They're actually kanoim. They're very different. U'bikinosam, yisparudu v'yachlifu. They afilu hikticha tavshiloi. That for them is already considered ki matzo ba'ervas davar. They're already going to go ahead and say, you know what, this is not for me. Okay, and it's for that reason. So we don't want them when they're older, because when they're older, then they come with baggage, and we're not interested in them. But at the same time, when they're younger, we do. Why? Because the yoina, when it's young, it's more attached to its nest where it was raised than all the other oifis. V'hiskiru Rabbi Seinu, ki kol oifis, all the different oifis, im yiga adam bekanshalem, if somebody's going to touch their nest, lo kachas misham efreichem oi beitzim, right, to do shiloh hakan, to take the efreichem or the beitzim, yazvuhu, they're going to say, you know what, this is not for me, v'lo yikanenu bay loilom, they're never going to nest there again. V'hayoyna leisazvenu b'shom inyin, but the yoyna doesn't do that. V'chein Yisrael, lo yachlifu boiram v'tayrasam loilom, Klal Yisrael will never be machlif, never going to exchange that creator and their Torah. Elo, O Yehudi, says the Ramban, Oy Tzolov, what a beautiful lashon. Either live as a Jew or I'm willing to be hanged. And it's for that reason, says the Ramban, that even within the world of the Torah and the Bnei Yoina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Torah, Dafka and the Yoina Dafka. What's the Tzad Hashava between the Tor Gadol and the Ben Yoina Katan? The Tzad Hashava is loyalty. They're both loyal. The Tor that's a Gadol is loyal to its mate, and the Ben Yoina that's young is loyal to its nest. And the idea is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants loyalty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be dveikim b'Hashem aleikeyim, v'lo yidbeku b'keilach aloylam. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is, O Yehudi, O Tzol. The Eibishter wants loyalty from us. And these two birds, these oifas, represent loyalty. So you want to know why the min of Torah Mebnei Yoina, that's the first part of this raid bite. But you want to know why it's the gadol by the Torah and the Kata Mebnei Yoina, who said that's the way it is? Chulin Daf Chav Beis, talked away, right? You don't expect to find this in Chulin. But this is Chulin Daf Chav Beis. The reason is because these are the two oifas that display loyalty. And really what it is, it's all about the loyalty.